Chapter 3. A Rule for Living. You can't go back to the past, but you can go to Norcia. And the glimpse of the Christian past a pilgrim gets there is also, I am confident, a glimpse of the Christian future. Norcia, the modern name of Benedict of Nursia's birthplace, is a walled town that sits on a broad plateau at the end of a road that winds for 35 miles through harsh mountain country. It is easy to imagine how isolated Norcia was on Benedict's day, and why, to our knowledge, the saint went down the mountain, never to return. One warm February morning, I traveled to the monastery of St. Benedict, the home of 15 monks and their prior, Father Cassian Folsom. Father Cassian, a 61-year-old American, reopened the monastery with a handful of brother Benedictines in December 2000, nearly two centuries after the state shut the 10th-century prayer citadel's doors and dispersed its monks. The suppression of the Norcia Monastery happened in 1810 under laws imposed by Napoleon Bonaparte, then the ruler of northern Italy. Napoleon was a tyrant who inherited the anti-Christian legacy of the French Revolution and used it to devastate the Catholic Church in all territories under French imperial rule. Napoleon was the dictator of a French state so anti-clerical that many in Europe speculated that he was the Antichrist. Legend has it that in an argument with a cardinal, Napoleon pointed out that he had the power to destroy the church. "Your Majesty," the cardinal replied, "we, the clergy, have done our best to destroy the church for the last 1,800 years. We have not succeeded, and neither will you." 4 years after sending the Benedictines away from their home of nearly a millennium, Napoleon's empire was in ruins, and he was an exile. Today, the sound of Gregorian chants can once again be heard in the saint's hometown, a melodious rebuke to the apostate emperor. Sometimes the past, as an American novelist famously said, is not even past. The monastery of St. Benedict is not the world's first Benedictine monastery. Monks did not establish themselves in this town until the 10th century, or possibly earlier. Written records only go back to the 900s. Most of the men who refounded the monastery are young Americans, who have chosen to give their lives wholly to God as Benedictine monks.